From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, June 27th, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. News 10 in Albany is reporting that during a 24-hour period, Sunday, June the 25th, Columbia County law enforcement responded to 6 heroin overdose calls, Chatham Police Chief Peter Volkman said. 3 of the reported overdoses proved fatal. Volkman said, and I quote, "It's just a horrific 24 hours Columbia County has gone through," end quote. Police attribute the spike to a bad batch of the drug possibly laced with fentanyl. Volkman said, and I quote, "All of our first responders are on high alert because we're not sure if this wave of bad batch is over with yet," end quote. Carl Quinn, the president of Columbia Pathways to Recovery, fears the worst is yet to come. He said, and I quote, "What's still out there? There has to be more that's still out on the street, so I don't think we've seen the peak of this yet," end quote. At the top of the news, Columbia County Sheriff's Department is reminding the public that under the Good Samaritan law, anyone suffering from an overdose or anyone calling for help will not be prosecuted for possession or for being under the influence of drugs. A free emergency Narcan training with Project Safe Point will be held at 7 p.m. on Tuesday, June 27th at the Chatham High School. During the crisis, the Pathways to Recovery helpline is 877-466-3365 and is available 24/7. You can read that full story at news10.com. Anthony Fiducia is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Huntertown Board will hold a public hearing on Tuesday, June 27th, to receive public comment on the proposed dissolution of the Hunter Fire Protection District No. 1 and expansion of the new Tannersville Fire District. Following the public hearing, the board is expected to vote on the dissolution and ratify a contract with the Tannersville Fire Company to establish the consolidated district. The new district will provide protection to the village of Tannersville and the zone within the Hunter Fire Protection District No. 1. Tannersville First Assistant Chief Steve Toomey said, and I quote, "Overall, it's better for us down the road. People may not see that for a little while, but it'll be there," end quote. The formation of the fire district would allow the department to become its own taxing body and would be governed by 5 fire commissioners appointed by the Tannersville Village Board. Consolidation plan has been in the works for slightly more than a year, Toomey said. The Huntertown Board public hearing on the fire district changes will be held at 6 p.m. today, Tuesday, June the 27th, at the Mountaintop Library on Route 23A in Tannersville. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Paul Kirby is reporting in the Daily Freeman that Woodstock-based attorney David Clegg is the 8th Democrat to eye the 19th congressional district seat. The trial lawyer, church deacon, and former public defender will formally announce his intention to challenge first-term Republican U.S. Representative John Faso at an event July the 9th in Kingston. Clegg said in a phone interview on Monday, June the 26th, and I quote, "I believe that we are fighting for the soul of the country. The Republican agenda is going to hurt a tremendous amount of people," end quote. Clegg said the health care bill currently before the Senate is, and I quote, "a tax break for the rich. It is sacrificing people who are vulnerable. It is going to harm a catastrophic number of people," end quote. Clegg is a graduate of SUNY New Platts and the University of Buffalo Law School, where he was an editor of the Law Review. After law school, he served as a VISTA volunteer representing Native Americans in western Nebraska and South Dakota. Clegg served as an assistant Ulster County public defender for 9 years in the 1980s and 1990s. He is currently chairman of the Ulster County Human Rights Commission. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Andrea Mako is reporting in the Greenville Pioneer that Durham Town Supervisor Bill Carr Jr. and Deputy Supervisor Sean Marriott are at odds over management of the Durham Police Department. On May 1st, Carr drafted a 4-page memorandum to the town board requesting that Marriott, a Greene County Sheriff's deputy, permanently recuse himself from board discussions and decisions concerning the town police department. Marriott was known to be investigating the qualifications of some members of the police force. He was also looking into allegations that Durham police officer Michael Scarry was involved in the distribution of a graphic accident photograph to the media. Scarry is accused of handing out the photo while serving as a volunteer with the Windham Fire Department. The image in question was the February crash in Ashland that claimed the life of on-duty Greene County Sheriff's Deputy Kevin Haverly. Carr's memo also contained unsourced accusations of unethical behavior by Marriott as a deputy sheriff. Anthony Fiducia is reporting in the Columbia Green Media. Retiring Pastor James Slater of St. Luke's Lutheran Church in Valencia was honored on Sunday, June the 25th, after 31 years of service. Slater said, and I quote, "This is a bittersweet event, but it's nice to get everyone together," end quote. Slater is also pastor at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Stuyvesant Falls. Lou Holting, who has been attending the church for as long as Slater has been pastor, said he found the farewell service moving. Holting said, and I quote, "We had a lot of fun today. He always makes things exciting," end quote. Kelly Travers Main of Castleton said Slater has done a great deal for the community. She said, and I quote, "It's going to be very hard for someone to fill his shoes," end quote. Slater said he will miss the people, and I quote, "These people aren't just members of the church, they're my friends," end quote. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Amanda Purcell is reporting in the Register Star that antiques belonging to Rolling Stones guitarist Keith Richards sold for more than $100,000 at Star Galleries in Hudson on Saturday, June the 24th. More than 20 online, telephone, and in-person bidders purchased a variety of items, including an Edwardian painted stained wood four-posted bed and a Nat Sherman mahogany humidor. All proceeds from the auction, plus 1% of the gallery's fees, benefited Sphere and Prospector Theater in Ridgefield, Connecticut, which help enrich the lives of adults with developmental disabilities. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Adam Liptak is reporting in the New York Times that the U.S. Supreme Court announced on Monday, June the 26th, it will decide if the Trump administration's revised travel ban was lawful, thereby setting the stage for a major decision on the scope of presidential power. Two federal appeal courts have blocked critical parts of the order. In its appeal, the administration requested that the lower court ruling be stayed while the case is pending. The court granted part of that request, saying that foreigners with ties or relationships in the U.S. would be permitted to enter, while those who have never been here and had no family, business, or ties would be barred. The executive order in question limited travel from six mostly Muslim countries for 90 days and suspended the U.S. refugee program for 120 days. The rationale given for the ban was to allow government officials the time needed to address gaps in screening and vetting procedures. The court will hear arguments in October. You can read that full story in the New York Times. The WGXC Radio's In Motion 2017 pledge drive continues. WGXC programmers, volunteers, and staff must raise $20,000 to keep WGXC hands-on radio on the air, live and local, during the coming months. Call 518-697-7400 or go online to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for supporting creative community radio in New York's Green and Columbia counties. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting scattered showers and thunderstorms before 2 p.m. today. Then showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm between 2 p.m. and 5 p.m. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms after 5 p.m. The National Weather Service in Albany is reporting there is a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms for Tuesday afternoon ahead of a cold front. The main threats are large hail, 1 inch in diameter or greater, and or damaging winds. For today, it will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 71 degrees. For Tuesday night, scattered showers and thunderstorms mainly before 7 p.m. Patchy fog after 5 a.m. Otherwise, it will be cloudy with a low around 52. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Wednesday, patchy fog before 7 a.m., otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 76 degrees. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 55. And on Thursday, a slight chance of showers before 11 a.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m., then showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 2 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 81 degrees. Thursday night, showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm, mostly cloudy with a low around 66. Sunrise today was at 5:18 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:36 p.m. That will give us 15 hours and 18 minutes of daylight, just a few seconds less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 27th day of June, 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.